Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 54 for Friday, May 1st, 2015.
For a moment. So what are you talking about? You're talking about bitching about that sick line you shot. Some son of a bitch don't want a brap. Somebody don't want what you're selling. Some broad you're trying to screw and so forth. Let's talk about something important. Are you all here?
Most of them.
Oh, I'm going anyway. Let's talk about something important. It's the Weekly Dose of Fat. Weekly Dose of Fat. It's for closers only. I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Sven and Gomez, and I'm here on a mission of mercy.
Welcome to the Weekly Dose of Fat, ladies and gentlemen. Across the news desk from me is the one and only Sven Hammer.
Hey, everybody. We're joined in the studio by Mr. J.K. Livin tonight.
Joyce soy tortuga.
Yes. Las tortugas de las palmas.
We'll talk about turtles later in the show.
Our funky and fresh Fat Bike Radio program is sponsored by the helpful folks at Surly Bikes. Surly makes steel bikes and fat tires that don't suck. Check them out at surlybikes.com.
Well, what the hell does the show want to prove this week, JK?
Well, our engorged docket this week involves... Engorged. Our engorged docket this week involves special guests, count them all, Chris Daisy.
One.
Ken Blakey Shell.
Two.
Yeah.
Colin Ford.
Air Ford.
Three.
And Red Fang or ELO or somebody might come in.
Four, jam. Five, six.
Iggy and the Stooges might drop by.
Right. We delve into craft beer made here in Mecca. Weekly dose of fat links from all over the interwebs.
Jams all over the interwebs. Now we enter the fabled beer segment.
Yeah, let's sashay right into that puppy with Oscar Blues Gubna American Double Imperial IPA. That's like a mouthful.
I know. It's like the Imperial God shall bring us an IPA.
I read on the interwebs that this beer satisfies Oscar Blues' hankering for an IPA with over 100 IBUs.
There's no reason for that much bitter girlfriendness. Reminders.
You think
I'll go get the beers.
You think a man? Oh, hey, it's in the. It's warm enough now where we need a cooler.
Cooler.
This is the first show where we've had to use a cooler in a while.
This is a 10%. Didn't Julio recommend this one?
Yeah, this is a Julio.com beer. He's always trying to kill us.
Why is he doing the 10% program all the time?
Well, but he did send me to a pretty cool beer and wine store and bar and outdoor patio, and it's three cellars there in Franklin, Wisconsin.
I smell some citrus something.
There's supposed to be grapefruit. Well, cheers, boys.
It's close to apricot.
It's of the
fruit family. Pack it in, pack it out.
Well, with the 100 IBU rating, I was expecting it to hit me a lot harder than it is.
Yeah, that's pretty smooth for being something. That's almost lethal.
Yeah, you guys have definitely changed me. Well, the mutant Gomez version of Gomez.
Yeah.
Moves I'm not forth. What I was.
moves forward every day like a shark of weirdness.
Well, the explanation here on the old Beer Advocate is that the post-fermentation dry hopping with both hops allows this monstrosity to gently coax the citrus rind and grapefruit aroma while providing a rye malt-induced spicy yet round middle and a brisk, clean, bitter finish. 10% ABV.
They're honey.
10%.
It does linger in the old palate there, doesn't it?
Get ready for some fun tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, look out.
Gubna Imperial IPA.
And it's in a can.
Yeah, in a can. And endorsed by Darth Julio. The Dark Lord.
So aside from being
ABVs.
aside from being recommended by Julio, this week's Beer Buzz is sponsored by Uncle Dick's Bead Slip. Check it out at UncleDicksBikeShop.com.
Uncle Dick's, a little dab will do you right on your bead.
This is kind of a call-in oriented show, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I see on my telly here.
I heard it on the rubber ear, the
We've got a caller. Should we take a call right away then?
Take the call.
Let's take a call.
Righto.
Hola, who do we have on the line?
It's Zach Brown from Alaska.
Zach, you crazy bastard. What's up?
Nothing. I'm drinking a, you know, a really fine Steel Reserve.
Steel Reserve.
Is that a malt liquor?
Oh yeah, or something.
Damn, boy.
No, that's like the baby malt liquor.
You're like going all gangster on us. You're going all Samoan on us.
It says 8.1, so I think that means good. 8.1, good.
On the Richter scale,
or yeah. Something. You drop the decimal point and it's 81%, and that's just fine.
Perfect.
So, Zach, my man, so Derek is building a bike shed. Derek from Psychological out there in Homer, where, you know, your babies live. And we talked to him out there when I was in Alaska. Yep. And we were like, you and I sat him down. We were having a serious talk about, dude, you got to do some rentals and guide service. And sure enough, now we have the Psychological Guide Service.
Homer's very own beach touring company?
Yeah.
A full-scale beach rental guide service, the whole nine yards. It was, Hornitos, Irish death, multiple factor, but good logic situation and... I mean, Gomez knows what's going on, and
are you going to delve into the story up there for us? Are you going to go down and take some pictures, find out what kind of bikes he's renting, get a sample of his brain tissue, etc.?
He's got a full fleet of salsas. I know that, and I know he's going to have to add on a lot more just because the salsas are always rent it out, but I'll definitely give a good report on that, and I let him know that you all, you know, need a report. So
cool. Well, let's work on it's that awesome. Together. I mean, it'll be like a craft where? Project. We can make we What's can make that? Like a it'll be like a craft project. We can make a koozie for our handlebars and write a story about Homer's Fat Bike Guide Service and Rental. So dude, we actually have
gonna be gangbusters for sure.
cool. Sounds great.
Well, we're gonna take our next call. Thanks for calling, Zach. Good to talk with you. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
All right, Zach. Thanks. Welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
Gentlemen. Chris Daisy of Zion Cyclery.
Oh, our special guest tonight.
Yeah, I was seeing 2847 area codes. So I'm like, one of these has got to be Mr. Chris Daisy.
It's the other fib.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Chris, before we get into a conversation with you, we've got to take a little ad break here, and we'll be right back with Mr. Chris Daisy.
The Dirt Wizard is an aggressive trail goblin, traction and control-focused invocation that almost any aspiring sorcerer can cast. Dirt Wizard tires are available at better bike shops throughout the realm and lands beyond. You are once again listening to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're on the air with Chris Daisy.
Yeah.
So, dude, Chris is
about bikes.
Yeah, Chris is, for those of you who don't know, is our musical maestro that does all the music for our show, and he is also,
even when you don't ask for it,
you're like
on our anniversary show.
bad.
Those washes were sweet, dude. I thought they were in there on purpose. They just worked real well.
I know. That's a good thing, man.
Yeah, right.
So Chris also is a third generation bike shop owner in Zion, Illinois, right up on the right kind of like even with me, just on the other side of the border. We were both living on the DMZ between Illinois and Wisconsin.
I like to call it almost Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's Zion Cyclery. And Zion Cyclery is like, I'm telling you, if you're looking for a fat bike, these guys carry Borealis, Trek, Surly, Salsa, 907, and Felt. And I, somehow I'm thinking that I'm missing a brand that you carry. Did I get them all?
I think you hit them all. Let's see. I kind of wasn't paying attention.
That happens a lot when I talk. Borealis, Trek, Surly, Salsa, 907, and Felt.
Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it.
So that is just a crazy, crazy assortment of fat bikes. Every time I go in there, I'm like, dude, I can't believe it. You had a Bucksaw on the floor last time I was in there.
Yep. I remember Chris saying, I don't know if it was on a ride or on our show or something, that he's been having fat bikes so long, it's when everybody got along.
Yeah, you know, it's when you get them, when they're small enough companies, they can't boss you around, right?
Not that we don't all get along.
Did
now.
You get Trek in there?
Yeah, Trek's in there.
Trek is in there, but, you know, they came late to the party, so they have no say in the matter.
Right. Hey, Chris, what do you think of the 27.5 Trek tire that's coming on the Farley this year? On the higher end Farleys, anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting idea. I understand kind of what they're going for, which is, you know, if you measure your outside diameter of a 5-inch tire, this 27.5 with a 4-inch tire is going to pretty much match that. So you're not changing your bike up too much, switching from the fatter size to the narrower size. And I guess some of the properties that are touted for 29ers, you know, that larger traction patch, the more rolling momentum. That's supposed to play some part in this new wheel size for them. So I guess it remains to be seen.
I'm excited about it. I definitely want to give one a try.
Sure. Yeah, why not? I mean, every time you come up with a new standard, the internet's going to grumble and everybody's going to throw a fit, but that's how you progress in the bike industry. And ultimately it leads to better and better product. So, you know, you can complain in the short term, but usually the long term it works out for the best.
Where do you go for your complaining internet news? Because I'll tell you what.
Where do you not go for complaining internet news?
Hey, we don't have very much on our side.
Well, if we do, we censor the
shit eaters. We just delete it. Like,
yeah. Hey, it smells of patient. Angst and roses. It's okay.
There, air pressure, there will be no...
Yeah,
animosity on our website.
Hey, we just
have to. This is actually really exciting. This is an exciting year, man, for the bike industry. I mean, you know, some years you get to where it feels like the only thing that's changing is the paint colors and the decals. But boy, 2016, you almost don't know what to predict. I mean, there was
new
categories and new stuff popping up everywhere.
There was a time back there a few years ago where we went to shows. And we knew fat biking was going to be huge just because of the fun factor. And, you know, it took a couple of years. But now we're at a point where it's clipping along really well. And it's really dipping into that space between your 29er and the fat bike. You know, the plus bike.
Well, I think
bike.
It's gone even further. It's gone further than that. I mean, I think this is the year where you're seeing fat bikes influence the rest of the mountain bike industry.
Sure.
You know, the fact that you're getting this whole new plus size. I mean, right. I can't wait to ride a 27.5 plus full suspension bike around local trails. I'm sure the thing is just going
to
rip.
I'm looking
like
forward
you need to
it.
Be any faster.
Yes, as my shins scraped up, trying to keep up.
Yeah, cool. Well, Chris,
so did you get in your order of Dirt Wizards? You know, they came into stock finally.
The only problem with Dirt Wizards currently is it's kind of like ordering a bunch of horseshoes without owning a horse. I don't have a whole lot of 29er plus or 27.5 plus bikes on the floor quite yet. Which means a lot of people out there in radio listener land probably don't own the bikes yet. So
right.
Tires are not quite the huge demand yet.
Well, it's pretty fortunate that they don't have a whole ton of them to get rid of just yet then.
Yeah, probably.
Cool, man. Well, we've got a few other callers sitting in the queue. Do you want to hang out?
Sure.
Or you can
yeah, sure.
Just hang out for a little bit.
Hey, are you in the studio? Do you got your guitar slung around your neck?
Oh, I would, but the little ones are sleeping, and if I did that, the wife's going to start screaming my name down the bottom of the stairs here, and we don't want that.
A banjo, and you can get Kermit the Froggy?
Kermit the Frog here.
Or
I could play you some soft acoustic lullabies.
That's what I'm saying.
Strumming my bangs with his fingers.
One time.
A harpsichord or an accordion would be the perfect accompaniment right now.
All right.
We're going to take the next caller.
Right on. Welcome to the radio program. You've been hanging out very patiently in the queue. Who do we have on the line?
This is Noel Kurtz. How you doing?
Noel, what's up? How's it going, man?
How you doing? It's great. I don't know that it could be any better, actually.
Really? Noel's my old buddy from we met when I lived down by Chicago.
Oh.
And Noel is country boy from Iowa.
At least he's not from Illinois.
Well, all the I states.
Actually, I was born basically. In Kankakee.
Ah, well, you escaped. Good on you, man.
Well, all the I states, including Idaho,
can't control that.
Can just, you know, that's where all the awesome people are born. I'm from Indiana. Well, I was born in Indiana anyway.
I was born in California.
I was born in Wisconsin.
Cripes. We're all Americans. Even Mexicans are Americans, like Central America or something, I'm told. So
we're all
Noel, you actually have your own private chapter of a fat bike gang there in Cedar Rapids, I believe, correct?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we've got one of them here with me, actually.
No way.
Paul's here with me. We have been riding tonight, and now we're in the basement of a lawyer's office who is rumored to be a transvestite, and he made a bar in his basement and a brewery.
Oh, very nice.
Fantastic beers. And
ball gags or anything down there?
The gimp box?
It's just...
They're fake boobies?
Just us. But, you know...
Alarmingly, just us.
As I promised, Gary, I'd be drinking when I called.
Yes.
So Noel, tell us. You know, this is the sinister group that you actually represent, the seedy underbelly of fat biking there in Cedar Rapids, the Bike Black Ribbon Society of Cedar Rapids. Tell us your sinister plot to, have fat bike fun or just any kind of fun. How do you guys feel about clunkers and coaster brakes and beer? Where do you stand on that?
I love coaster brakes. I love clunkers. They're awesome. I mean, they're awesome. But as far as the sinister plan, man, I don't know what I'm going to be doing in an hour. So I don't know.
Hey, I'm a member of that club.
That's good. Way to avoid the government's question at all times.
If I don't have a memory longer than an hour, I certainly can't spill the beans on any of my brethren.
Very good. You passed the first test of Bike Black Ribbon Society, which is
deny everything.
Don't talk about bike.
Or don't remember anything.
There is no Bike Black Ribbon Society.
Shut my mind, shit.
This is the first rule. You know, it's just been awesome. It's been an awesome year to ride fat bike. We got a lot of snow in Iowa this year. A lot of snow. It was really cold. We had a great time busting out some new paths, you know, doing the old snowshoeing, grooming kind of deal, and then just kind of backyard alley kind of stuff.
Killer, making your own courses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And actually, Cedar Rapids, I'm sure not a whole lot of people know this, but it really is a venerable fat bike playground. There's a lot of places to ride, and it's pretty easy to start at a bar, make a big round loop.
You mean Cedar Rapids is in Iowa?
Yeah.
Or Wisconsin. Yeah. Those are similar places. Hey, Noel, I'm getting a sign from...
I didn't know there was a Cedar Rapids, Wisconsin.
I'm getting a sign from the director. He's like making this now he's holding his crotch, and I think we have another caller. So... Dude, I love you, but we're going on to the next person. So,
okay, man.
Thanks a lot, Noel.
Shots of Jaeger for the whole chapter.
Oh, wait a sec. Thanks a lot.
Top of the hill.
Of the hill.
Are we taking on another caller while I drink booze?
Welcome to the radio program. Gomez has a flask in his mouth. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, guys. This is Ken and Andy.
Oh, Andy's with you?
Dude.
Yeah. We're doing a conference call right now. We're serious about that.
Badass.
Wow. Yeah. Let's see how this fancy technology works.
So this is Ken Blakey Shell, our awesome product tester and test pilot, and his amigo Andy, and they're kind of calling in, and we have a big announcement that we are going to have. We're going to premiere a new technical fat bike show called Fat Camp.
This is a radio program, similar but different.
Right, right. It's the reciprocal radio program to the Weekly Dose of Fat.
Whereas this is just random blathering.
We're the Yang
for your entertainment.
Fat Camp.
Yeah, you guys are the we're the Yang or Ying.
I don't know. Here's a pop quiz, guys. Are you the Ying or are we the Yang?
Yang sounds bigger.
Uh-huh. You guys are definitely Yangs.
Yang Wang. All right. Wang.
These guys are in. They know.
So, Ken, why don't you just give us a real quick rundown on what you guys have planned? Gomez and I have already previewed an idea of your show, and I think it's going to be something that a lot of people are going to enjoy. What's your plan?
Well, I think you heard it in some of the previous callers. There's so much cool stuff going on right now that we kind of want to focus on the technical aspect of some of the new technology that's coming out. You know, the different ways that people can end up having fun on their fat bike or their plus bike or, you know, whatever. And just try to kind of explain it in a down-to-earth way and make it so people can and get a little bit more sort of a clue about what's coming out there and understand how it fits into whatever their quiver currently is.
Right on. So you guys are planning on doing basically a monthly show covering technical fat bike topics. Have we decided when we're actually going to allow people to hear Ken and Andy's fantastic radio show?
I did talk it over with Ken, and I think we agreed that Saturday mornings once a month. But I don't know which Saturday, whether it's going to be the first, middle. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, Ken? let's figure out like first or second Saturday of the month, and then that'll give people an idea when they can expect to hear more radio goodness from Ken and Andy.
Yeah, that sounds great to us. We're really stoked about the program. There's just so much good stuff going on that it's kind of an exciting time to end up talking about bike tech right now.
Well, killer, man. So what's the subject of your first show going to be?
We ended up doing a pilot show, which you guys ended up listening to, which I'm not sure what the exact plan is. That might get released. That was really about converting your fat bike over for summer use. That might end up being a 26er setup where you're doing a, 26 by 4-inch, might be, 27 plus setup, might be 29 plus, setup. For the next show we were talking about, and this is going to sound like the driest subject in the entire world.
Wait for it, radio people.
We've been talking moist all day.
Our show's very moist. So tell us what it is. Tell us what it is, Ken and Andy.
We're going to end up getting into some of the outlet things because we've got, there's a lot of new things coming out there with this whole boost, the 148 and all that kind of stuff. You know, the fat bike world has already seen, things switch from 170 to 148. Mm. And the rest of the bike world is kind of finally starting to end up seeing the light and doing the same thing. They're going from, the 135, 142 up to this boost stuff.
I actually want to ride a boost bike.
I'm totally ignorant about this. I'm going to listen to Ken's show because all these different standards, if he can cut through the chafe and actually make sense of it, I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can.
If it's wider, it's boostier.
Boostier.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Oh, we got Mr. Chris Daisy just putting in a little bit of comment right there.
Boost. Color commentary.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Chris. Boost.
That's the thing, guys, is that Ken's really good at. He understands the tech, and sometimes it's way, way ahead of man. And so that's where I need him to explain that stuff. And he does a really good job to just walking it down and seeing how I can take advantage of that stuff.
Right. And just listening to the pilot, you put in some levity to the program and helped keep it on track. And Andy, I think you're right up there with the best of the best.
It's the click and clack of Fat Bike Tech. Fat Camp. Once a month here on Fat Bike Radio, www.fat-bike.com. See, I just did a little promo for you guys.
Right. You know what? Speaking of promos, we've got this contest going, and we have 3/4 of a promo from Dave and a couple of others, but man, we got some great prizes. People should really go ahead.
I can fill in the other quarter part because I heard part of it.
Call in and leave us a voicemail with a radio promo that goes something like this. Hi, I'm looking at a lighthouse, but when I'm not looking at a lighthouse, I'm kind of staring at the clouds and listening to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
That's a pretty good one.
And if you
That's better than Puck's 2/3
if,
one.
If you do that, we will enter you to win a... I'm looking at the thing right now. It's sitting right over there.
I know. It's a carbon framed
Alaskan fat bike frame. And
for
loser number one, there is a set of Minnesota fat bike tires. And for loser number two, there's a set of
steak knives.
So,
Ken, you've actually ridden just about.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Actually, we're not going to fire anybody.
speak for yourself.
I will. I'm in character, damn it.
So, Ken, that's about the only tire that you have not ridden is the framed Minnesotan
4.0. Sweet ass tire. I enjoyed them when I rode them.
What are you riding right now on your fatty?
Right now I got my beach set up going, so I'm running the Flow Beast on the front and the Snowshoe XL on the rear.
Oh, really?
Very cool.
That's a lot of knob for the beach, my friend.
Knob. Hey, speaking of knobs, we got another caller on the line, and I got a kind of an idea that we can get some conditions about the old Michigan shoreline on there.
Guys, welcome to the fatbike.com family. We're going to drop you all off, and we're going to try and get Nate Phelps on the line here.
Hey, how's it going?
Nate, welcome to the show.
I'm going to leave the other guys listening if they want to hang out, because Ken and Chris are just going to kind of cruise in the background for a little bit. But Nate, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
So,
did Gomez have to pay you to be on the show?
Just bagged and pleaded.
Hey, I owe you a long, lingering, uncomfortable man hug next time we cross paths.
You should run away very quickly.
Run away. So, my man, you know, over here in Sconeyland, we are running out of beach.
Yep.
The water levels and the wind is just blowing out our beaches. How are things looking over there, Michigami side?
You know, water is high, and
it's
tricky to get around some of the structure around, you know, it's stuck up in the water. We rode Sunday, Grand Haven to Muskegon, and felt like we were in the wind both directions, but, you know, the beach is kind of disappearing.
Wow. We did that ride, a year and a half ago, late summer, and there was a ton of beach, but the lake is like 2.5 feet higher now, so that affected that stretch. Taking our lovely sand and putting it under the water?
Wait, is the pirate bar okay? There's a pirate bar there. And it's awful. I've been to Grand Haven.
Yar! The sinking sands of Grand Haven are the home to some of the best fat bike beach riding in all of the Great Lakes.
Yar soy tortuga.
Our tortuga. Cool. So, Nate, you guys, you went from Grand Haven north to Muskegon, right?
No, I'm sorry. We went from Holland North to Grand Haven.
Oh, Holland North to Grand Haven. Okay.
Roger that.
Right on. Yeah. And then what's south of there? There's another, it was a pretty good ride south of Grand Haven to Port something or other.
Port Sheldon.
Yeah, right. That was it. Right on. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's about a 10-mile stretch, 9-mile stretch, something like that, right?
Yeah.
How's that looking down there?
A little more. It doesn't have like the whole sand, you know, it's not like the sand dunes. Sand dunes aren't as close to the water there, and it's got enough. So the beach is still pretty intact there, but it's water just overall, it's a lot higher. Even going farther north, even last year, we noticed.
Well, that's why we're recommending that everyone in Illinois water their grass all the time.
That's what he said.
Yeah, hey, maybe. Maybe selling water to California is not that bad an idea.
Right. We just need to yeah. roll off some
just
of that.
About 2 feet. Drop her down.
I don't know if this holds any scientific truth, but I was told because it froze across and all the snow landed on there that we didn't have a great deal of evaporation.
True. You speak the truth. Man, you're kind of edumacated over there.
Freaking me out, man.
I'm not a scientist.
No.
I just play one on TV. I slept at Holiday Inn last night.
I did neither of those things, but I'm sleeping in a hammock tent tonight.
With a Murphy.
With a Murphy. Mick Murphy, please.
Oh, yeah. We got a Murphy bed in the studio here if you ever want to just kind of crash on that thing.
God knows. God knows the ghosts, the cardinal knowledge that has...
Yeah. I think it's been slept in like twice since we
were here. Well, I know. There's not even like a prima nocta on that one. So.
It's super sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right.
So, Nate.
We have guests on the line.
we're ruminating.
Be decent, people.
Hey, we
play
are
like a professional.
So we are planning on coming over there at some point, maybe doing the ferry over trip again, because from Milwaukee, that works out super sweet. I don't even have to use a car. I can drive to the ferry, jump on the ferry, go over there, ride fat bikes for 3 days. And
Nate, come up to Manistee,
right
man,
on back.
We'll,
right on
we'll
back.
Ride bikes and then paddle boats and then...
Paddle asses.
And then yeah, ride right. bikes some more. Without the paddling of the asses.
Oh, sorry.
Only if Sven comes, maybe. I don't know.
It's just 10% ABV.
Right?
Who's a hoosies?
Yeah, I'm only into one of these, and I'm like, hey, how you guys doing? Well,
have you had a beer?
Can you do your Foster Brooks impression, top, please?
Top of the hill, beer stop.
Have we
well,
run over our
we got a couple of things going on you guys might be interested in.
Okay, well.
Kind of come on over in June, on June 20 and 21st. We're going to be doing a little bikepacking trip up the lake, and then we'll do another one in August 18th and 19th.
Really?
Starting where and heading to where?
We're doing a little bit of reconnaissance because I think we're going to make this one kind of fun, but it's kind of been, I haven't done much south of Highland, so we're kind of thinking we're going to head towards the Saugatuck area.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Saugatuck to New Buffalo could be a nice 3-day thing. There's some, I kind of know that area a little bit. So
I kind of all together, yeah, that's kind of the dates we're kind of populating. But, you know, it's always cool going out of Muskegon for sure because it's just so accessible.
True that. Well, you know, shoot us a note to Gomez at fat-bike.com and let him know what those dates are, and we'll, you know, let people know about it, because I think there's a lot of great riding over there.
That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I like, and then we've got some things going on with a couple other shops. I own Central District in Grand Rapids, a shop in Muskegon called City Hub, and then there's the Third Coast bike shop in Hudsonville. We're getting together and we're doing some ladies' fat bike beach rides.
Oh, cool.
The first one is June 6th, going out of Muskegon, going north. And that'll hit your fatbike.com calendar here shortly.
Right on, man.
Killer. So are those going to be called bikini beach rides? Because that's what I would call them.
You know it.
That's, I'm just saying.
Only if you wear one, Gomez.
Right?
I need to wear one.
Yeah, you don't.
He is wearing one.
Oh, my God.
Terrifying.
The third eye just saw that.
The goggles.
All right. See, they had to make... They had
goggles strong enough for that.
They had to make our show icky.
You started this.
What? No. Wasn't me. I wasn't even here. All right, Nate. Nate, you are a cool dude. You... Keep on doing what you're doing, man. And Nate is also the secret, you know, head of the Bike Black Ribbon Society of Grand Rapids. A lot of people don't know that. And also a huge trail advocate. He juggles. He does hot yoga. God knows what else. I'm just
dances.
Making shit up.
You
I'm just making shit
nickels?
Up now,
dancing
Nate.
Dancing for nickels? Dancing for nickels? No, dancing
you,
for nickels?
JK. Thanks for being on the show, Nate. You kick ass.
The hot
Thanks
yoga.
For inviting me.
The hot yoga is moist. Thanks, Nate. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right.
Yeah, man.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Will Ross listens to Fat Bike Radio. Here's Sven and Gomez with your weekly dose of fat.
And now for something completely different. Links from across the web.
We have a couple. It's that time of year when I think this is where the plus bike thing's really going to help out, because fat bike stuff kind of starts too. Those things are only for snow, blah, blah, blah.
Well, nice, you know, the whole beach riding and beach adventures and et cetera, are the thing that a lot of people are, you know, missing out on. But do you think that, you know, fat biking is kind of hot in the Midwest?
Kind of. You know where it's really hot? Chris, tell us how hot it is down in Zion, Illinois, man.
Speak directly into the flower.
It's us in Anchorage, baby.
Yeah, man.
They got beaches all around Alaska. It's super beachy.
We're talking about Zion, Illinois, though.
Yeah, that's right.
They have it all around it. It's surrounding Zion, apparently.
You know, I want to go and take black and white pictures of beach riding in the steel mills of Gary,
man. Yeah, man. I think that'd be sweet.
That sounded so...
Doesn't that sound like a lot better use of our day than fucking making assembly animations of fat bike hitch racks? By the way, we're doing a big hitch rack blowout, shootout. It's the Yakima Kid versus the Kuat.
Queen. King.
Yeah.
I like to call it Let's Get Hitched.
Let's Get Hitched. Saris.
why does Michael have a lighter?
The Dark Lord Saris versus 1UP USA. God, it does sound like American Gladiators.
Yeah, that show was awesome. I liked Tower. That guy was cool. Chris, did you have a favorite American Gladiator?
I immediately saw two episodes, so I can't really comment.
Well, I can only remember that. I believe Tower
was Zap with the.
But I think Tower was like from Ray C.
She was gonna kill.
Oh, well, so it was somebody was from
that makes all the difference.
Our local area. It's like, yeah, I'm a Tower over here.
You're all starting to give me an idea for my next fat bike event, though.
Tennis ball guns, pneumatic tennis ball guns.
Yeah, those are pretty sweet.
Yeah,
obstacle course through.
You know, with the joust. Maybe it's the water balloon slingshots at the beach, because those are pretty sweet.
Yeah, beach jousting through a barrage of
water balloon slingshots. Yeah, buddy, I like it.
See, that sounds like
there's a
gnome fest.
I've heard there's snipers on top of the decommissioned power plant, so maybe whoever can make it across the beach in front of the old nuclear plant without getting shot wins.
You know, speaking of something that would look good in black and white, that power plant.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. I hear what you're saying.
All right.
You know, it's times like these that I'm reminded of the smooth ride of a surly steel frame. Riding rubber tires, talking on the radio about it. Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Thanks to our special guests, Chris Daisy.
You're welcome.
Mr. Nate Phelps.
Nate Phelps, indeed. We had
Ken and Andy doing their promo for their new podcast.
We had
our Fat Bike Radio Network.
Indeed. We had Zach Brown, fresh from Anchorage. And
Noel from Ouija.
Yeah, from Ouija, man. So it's been a full show. We bid you adieu. That was really weird that I said that.
What are you wrapping around your hand? Is that a rubber band? The hell are you doing, boy? He's trying to cut the circulation off. It's autoerotic finger asphyxiation.
I think it's... I think it's my IV.
All right, man. Chris, you got any final words for the show?
You guys are awesome. Stay awesome. Everybody stay awesome.
Hey, thanks for hanging out for the whole entire program. That was very nice of you.
Thanks for having me.
And if you haven't been to Zion Cyclery, I'd recommend stopping in and giving Chris a big, a handshake. I'm not going to go for that man hug business. Not until we're in person.
I can handle man hugs. It's all right.
Bring bacon. Beer or bacon or soft drinks.
You bet. Bacon. The Cowboy Store. Bye, Chris.
Later.
Who else is lurking on the line?
There's more?
Hey, what, we're not done yet?
I was at the end of my page. I'm done. Oh, fuck this.
We're not even doing links this week.
No, we talked about the links.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
How about the weekly dose of fat?
You know who's still hanging out? Zach.
Oh, Zach's still here.
Zach is still here.
Zach Attack.
What's up, Zach?
My kid was excited to say hi as well. I don't know if you got
it. Hey, baby.
How are you?
Are you having that? He said, certainly is awesome.
Oh, very good.
Teach me on.
All right,
man.
Hey, thanks very much. You should do a radio promo. You might win an Alaskan framed carbon fat bike frame.
Duh.
Call 818.
We got one in the works.
Right on.
All right.
Kids. Okay. 818-918.
Kids can B-I-K-E. Win it.
Kids can win it.
Yeah. Sure. Sorry I always hang out too long, but it's too fun just to keep us.
That's all right.
You're the man, dude. Yeah. We got another caller, so.
All right.
All right, we're going to pop somebody else on, man.
See you guys.
Peace out.
Well, hello? Welcome to the radio program. Who's this
it's
man?
Ernesto.
It's Ernesto. How are you all doing?
Ernesto. Hey, what's up, my man? What do you know?
Oh, nothing. I just got done hunting wolverines with my fat bike.
No way.
Way?
Yeah, way, you know.
Was it? You sure it was a wolverine? Because, you know, down there on the in the forest preserves, there's a lot of raccoons that
and
are
X-Men.
Impersonating
and other
wolverine.
X-Men. You,
you know, they put on the wolverine's clothing, and then they ruled the block.
Here. No, do you know what they do?
What?
Do you know what they do? They wear spoons on their knuckles, and they wear wolverine masks.
Oh, spoons.
Hey, I'm good with the beer, JK. I got a cold one right here.
I could actually use...
Anyway, what do I have to do...
What do you
what
have...
What do I have to do to win an Alaskan frame made out of walrus?
Everything is well, if by walrus you mean carbon fiber, then all you have to do is...
No, I'm talking like
walrus.
I'm talking like walrus the animal.
I was just listening to Gomez say, I am the walrus. So you need to skin Gomez, and then you will be able to make a frame.
A lot of skinning, man. And screaming. For that. He brings me a 10% beer. Thank you.
10-50.
10-50.
Thank you.
Speaking of Gomez, he has a spicy yet round middle, so I think you can get a lot of...
A lot of skin. I mean, you could probably make a shawl.
Next time I see you all, I'm going to give you a high five. But my hands are going to be full of Nutella. Is that okay? Yeah. It'll be a brand new jar of Nutella. All right, then we can all lick each other's fingers.
Sterile Nutella? Nothing like it.
Is there a website for that yet?
Sterilenutella.com.
I think I'm just going to start making one right now.
Yeah. You know, when we were in... at Seattle Classic, we were in a meeting, and this thing with the plus bikes being such a big deal out there, it's like one of the guys said, yeah, you should do plusbikes.com. I'm like, I wonder if that's available. And guess what? 5 minutes later, guess what we own? Plusbikes.com.
Plusbikes.com.
Awesome.
So now Nutella, sterilenutella.com. I think that might be available.
And you know what, Ernesto?
You know what? Maybe Catholic,
I think we
maybe
need
Catholic
a...
We
need a celebrity spokesmodel for plusbikes.com. I think you might be the bilingual. I don't know. What do you say? Come on, be a cartoon character.
I'll start the website with some construction paper and tape.
Website has already been started, so we'll take your construction paper and tape, and we'll
make it into corn.
And we'll match that with pipe cleaners and paper clips.
Don't forget the glitter.
And maybe popsicle sticks.
Stripper glitter.
Ooh, stripper glitter.
And maybe some.
Is there any other kind?
I don't know.
So, Neto, these days you're riding a single speed Pugsley in all of its purple, sparkly awesomeness. And
my bike is on rehab.
And you traded that for like a bag of Skittles straight up and your Moonlander for that to your cousin, or was it your brother?
My roller brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how's he rocking the Moonlander? Is he like that?
He's not riding it.
Oh.
What does he have, a corporate job?
It's freaking Sparkle, man. Sparkle is like retired, semi-retired.
Yeah. We don't talk about that.
Hashtag save Sparkle.
Save
hashtag Brap the Moist.
Hashtag Brap the Moist. Hashtag Ernesto's brother's fat bike is sad. Yeah.
But he does have Red Rock Canyon nearby, so he can take it over there.
Well,
he had it
on special occasions, like somewhere around December 1st or 1st of the 10th, I think is Sparkle's birthday somewhere. Sparkle's birthday festival of love.
You're getting really glassy eyed. You're tearing up, aren't you?
You guys roofied my beard, didn't you?
That was Julio with the
10%.
Ernesto.
Okay, mister. I have to finish off my taxidermy.
All right.
Say hi to the walrus for us.
I will. Thank you.
Buenas suerte.
Bye-bye, sir.
Bye-bye.
Arrivederci, America.
Buongiorno.
Now we're done?
No, I don't know.
No, we had to do the little Bitterai de Reap cap.
No, we don't. What?
We didn't do
that. We glossed right over that.
I think we talked about some links.
We didn't talk about our damn...
We didn't talk about the beach, right?
Oh. Welcome back to the radio program.
You laugh.
But welcome back to the radio program. Here's Sven with true confessions of a fat bike. Beach ride.
I just got so enthralled with our callers. We still have two hanging out on the line.
No way.
Way.
Isn't that glorious?
And I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Chris has whiskey, and Zach still has Steel Reserve. I think.
I need my fucking whiskey.
Where is your damn whiskey?
Dave, you broke into those sculpins.
Remember when we had good shows?
I know.
This is one of them.
Maybe.
So, Chris, any final words from the we finalized before?
Hey, wait a second. Wait one second.
Stop, everybody.
All right, we're going to talk about the beach ride.
Mm-hmm. We can't talk about the beach ride without talking about Michael's turtle impression, so let's start right there. Michael, you played turtle. What happened?
Kind of near the beginning of the
mostly within the first 500 yards of the beginning of the ride.
Or 200. No, there just this point. There was like nice little babbling brook thing coming. And I looked and just kind of got highway hypnosis or something. And
look at the pretty colors.
Granted, the wind was kicking. Roughly, it was not working out really well at first. And I just needed a moment of pause. And I looked for my moment of pause, and I chose the wrong place. And it was like quicksand, so the entire body just toppled to the left into that babbling brook that I was so admiring. And there's me, bag ass, in there. Like a turtle running back and forth, bike on top of me.
Yeah, I think Kim had the best view of
vantage
it.
Point.
How many beers did you have in your backpack while you were submerged?
To weight you down.
It was like right at the beginning of the ride. So.
I think it was seven. It was six or seven. I drank one to lessen the pack. Just out of anticipation of something else.
Or maybe you were waiting for Zito and I to show up.
Patience. Rocky Horror on you here.
It was good. It was anticipation.
Patient.
Oh, sorry.
Continue with your reenactment of the turtle impression.
Well, yeah. And then I just learn flailing back and forth like a turtle would.
Well, truth be told, there was a solid 3 hours of being wet for JK on that ride.
There was an incredible, what was it, like a 7.8 miles of beach riding that it was just, it was glorious. It was definitely the best time of America.
It was a very wet time for Michael.
At the end, I was just like, screw it. I'll just ride, even though I know I'm going to get swamped. I'm like, well, I'm right.
Well, we're on our way back anyway.
Right. We had such a horrible, well, you know, like a 15 to 20 mile an hour headwind.
Call that adventure.
And then on the way back was just like brat, middle ring.
I know. I was just jumping in.
I threw it over everything.
Well, yeah, and I was just jumping into the damn lake, and I'm just going like, I don't care.
Yeah, right.
It's not that I'm not wet.
It's just amazing. I've been
wet the entire damn time. So, hey, all right, I'll go, you know, ass deep.
I recently just tore my derailleur hanger off and put a new one on there, and it's...
Thanks to Mr. Jim Huber of Schlick Cycles for straightening that shit out for him.
He's aligning that right now.
Yeah, he is. That's not what he's doing now. He's doing something with a goat.
With a goat.
Maybe.
Saying some evil words over my back.
Incantations.
But you can just blow through all this willow and shit on those bikes in the beach, and it's like... It just blows through there.
That's why I ride in the water, so I don't have to take out any vegetation.
Well, there was some of that, and there was some of this, and there was some of the other thing.
I need to get back there to find my socks, because...
I totally love the whole Star Trek thing, dude.
While my bag was sitting there flailing, or I was flailing, my bag was just taking water on, and... Most things are all right.
The her had some socks.
Yes. That worked out.
Yes, it did.
And clothes.
I have a picture of your socks at the turnaround point of the ride.
I think they're still there. That's why it's like Star Trek and bringing back the soundtrack.
Nobody's there anyway. We should
Star
just
Trek
go grab them.
Three.
Spock's socks.
The search for Spock. The search for socks. See, it works. I tell you, it works.
Tell you, this is the kind of intellectual humor that Fat Bike Radio brings
They'll bring it back. It'll bring them all back, I tell you.
10%, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
10%.
10% ABVs. And then I went to what the hell is this?
No. Mixing board, because we got going there.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I can't do this 7%. In real time. I'm getting compressors for you people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I need to be compressed.
Space.
Or something.
Chris knows all about compressors.
Probably.
Chris.
Yeah, if you guys have any vocal effects, now would be the time to use them.
Well, JK and I are rocking the DBX 286S. Yeah. Thank you very much. But Gomez is completely unfettered, so.
So take that, people.
Next week.
This is Gomez Raw in your ears.
Next week, Gomez will be processed.
I'm seeing you fucking your ear holes.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I might be teasing your ear hole, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of our hour.
Well.
And I hope it's been worth it to you as much as it has been to us, because this has been Nonlinear Radio at its finest.
Indeed. Thanks for shopping.
And if you think I'm editing this shit, you're crazy.
This goes out zero.
Yeah. There's some pretty harsh spots, but
harsh.
You know, we got good at the end.
Maybe. Just means I have to listen to it 78 times. It'll sound really good. It's like getting the Ajeel all up in your back.
That was amazing.
And we're out.
Hey, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week, maybe, if you can suffer through it again.
So we're done now?
All right, Zach and Chris, thanks for hanging out the whole show. You guys are steadfast. Call next week. We'll torture your ear holes again. With
okay, I'm a trooper.
Right on,
right,
man.
Right,
bye-bye, guys.
Later, boys.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.